Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you guys, I'm an artist, and it's a great thing to be an artist, and it's a great thing to do these podcasts. I don't like talking about negativity. I really don't. Because negativity is, you know, it undermines the potential I feel that I have in talking about my art and so on, because, you know, we have to be positive. Unfortunately, in my life, well, my life has been filled with so many challenges, so much despair, so many struggles. Honestly, the negativity is all around me. I feel it like the dark element in where I live near me that forces me to talk about it. If I don't talk about it at times when I need to, then there's no use in me being positive. It would be like me not being in touch with the reality of the situation. I feel that I made so many steps to improve myself, you know, coming from a childhood that was filled with not only abuse, but despair, and a lifetime of so many obstacles and struggles. And I'm a very good person. I mind my business. I have not done anything to hurt anybody because that goes against my nature. Unfortunately, I came across people who feel that my personality and me is a person that they can target, or they look at me as a victim. And I learned a lot about sociopaths and narcissist people, how they target over and over again. And it's the reason why I modify my life and try to be very respectful of others. And I also try to be very careful, because the truth is what matters. I try to be very careful what I say in the allegations that I make, because being truthful is all that matters. But being careful in this life, I have to. This life, the world is indifferent. The world is filled with darkness and sadness and danger that can take down innocent people who are not careful. Unfortunately, that's what I believe. Well, I believe that most people on this planet or where I live are good. There's an element that's dangerous. Some people are lucky enough to not experience it. Most people shouldn't experience it hardly at all, or sometimes it happens. Unfortunately, I think everybody will experience it to some degree in their lifetime of darkness, whether it's Mother Nature through a plane crash or a loved one. I'm just giving an example, or seeing someone die of a terminal cancer, you know, a hurricane or a volcano destroy someone's home. So that's Mother Nature, you know, or something accidental or something, or man-made. Seeing someone get hurt by another human being through fraud, harassment, sometimes, unfortunately, tragically, some people have lost their lives for it. I'm a person who experienced severe trauma and harassment from other men. And I talked about it living at my building right now and in my neighborhood, where I experienced harassment, people, trespassing, looking in my home, my bedroom, looking in my bathroom. I have told the LAPD about this. I'm going to repeat, as I always said, they did not find any evidence, but there is a suspicion of trespass by other neighbors in my building and the hoodlums who live nearby. Every day I hear they gossip. These are haters, okay? I was also targeted for racism, calling me the N-word, calling me every kind of racial slur or homophobia or whatever. And I'm going to say that I am, you know, single. I mean, all of it is wrong. And I am also, you know, should not be subjected because of my skin color. A lot of it was just misdirected, made by these crazy people. They have mental illnesses, they lack thereof or whatever. There's lots, you know, when I think about haters, I can imagine something because I was making a music video, making music, or if I have aspirations of school or I have aspirations to be somebody that they feel threatened. They look at me to take down. And today was no exception. It is illegal against the law, as we told by not only by the state law, they can go to jail for it regardless of what happens with this building on HOA. HOA say it's illegal too. So these people have made statements that they do it anyway, and that's not right. They're concerned about the building being damaged. They should be concerned about preventing criminal activity, alleged activity. I say alleged, because that's the first thing. If you're allowing a criminal activity in this building, the building not only going to close down, people can go to jail for this. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about when someone has made a continuously statements directly or indirectly at me, saying they use my material, making money, making lots of money off my music. And I suspect that there is trespassing because they're talking about what I'm doing in my bedroom or what we're doing in the bathroom. I had to get somebody to check the condo. So far, we haven't found anything. I haven't had anybody in a long time, but who knows what evidence of this is that is wrong. Because they said they hampered my master writer account, okay, on the internet to get music to use my music to get ahead. Well, I'm dealing with so much stuff that I cannot imagine, you know, because a reason why I say that, because I'm not a criminal, you know, I'm not somebody who hangs out with bad people. I'm not a thief. I'm not a dangerous person. I'm a very good person. But I guess I have to just presume that by statistics, and it is true in my life, my skin color, my size, and perhaps my celebrityism, my uniqueness is what draws the dark, the evil people to me. And I'm not attracted to evil people. Now, let me get to these facts first. There is an alleged voyeurism. There is a probable cause to suspect trespassing in my home by other neighbors in my building. It has to be investigated. I don't know if there's any evidence. Somebody, you know, I want to move out of the condo because I'm having these allegations by these individuals near me or hoodlums in the area will make anyone want to leave and move. I talked to my realtor. She said, no, it's not right time. I don't have a lot of money. I'm an aspiring artist, you know. I moved here thinking I was going to own a home and be able to live the life I want for a while and not to eat. I did not ever from any other place where I moved say anything about trespassing. Of course, I didn't own a home then. I was homeless. I lived in people's place. I never think of someone looking at me when I lived in anywhere else. That's one thing. The reason why I say this is because they said they saw me in my bedroom on my computer. They talked graphically about me being naked. And, you know, this is being reported to the LAPD. The LAPD came to my house a couple of weeks ago about some of these allegations. Well, anyway, that alone would make me be uneasy living here. I do not want to live here no more, to tell you the truth. I personally would put it up for sale. I'm looking for a way to sell it, but it may take time. I'm not a millionaire. I'm very poor. Okay. I came to L.A., Hollywood, L.A. County, to be in the music business, to be a star. I have made a lot of music, and I did it authentically. I worked very hard for a long, long time, a very long time, making music. And I knew when I was young, all the struggles being rejected by those rock labels and being rejected by labels, too many, that I had to copyright it. I had to do all those things. I had to publish it. I finally had to publish it because these same individuals that were in my building and in my neighborhood were talking about using my songs illegally. As I said before, the evidence is just from statements. There's another allegation. To say that they took my song and got hundreds of thousands or $300,000 is wrong. I did not authorize anyone to use it. If they want to contact me about using it, all they had to do is contact me directly. They said they worked with rockers. They made up stories. They were working with rockers in the business, like working in a business like with rappers, like naming celebrities and rappers and stuff. They said they worked with Points, and they were with, I don't even believe one. They said Missy Elliott, like, that's a fucking phony allegation. However, if they were, they can talk to them, because I know that some of the people in the industry know who I am. Maybe they came around, I don't know, because I have not received any contact in a very long time, or for pretty much at all. When someone said that they used my song, like it is true, or I used songs that I've written, or say they used my basic jam song, or say they used the pop songs that released, that greatly affects me, because they're making allegations that are criminal, or is evil. They said they made statements that they forged my name. They signed my name with signatures on documents. You know, that is a felony. They can go to jail for a long time if they did. But these are just statements. Again, these are allegations that have not been proven. But to make up these allegations and to say statements like this makes me think that they're dangerous people. They're sick, too. Anybody who do things like this is criminal, and they should not be even around. For me, who suffered so much through this lifetime, I barely am trying to make it to the next level. I have owned a home for quite a while. I'm trying to get to the American dream authentically. Because I know if I want to earn it, if I want to get there, I have to have dignity. Like most people, I ain't going to steal or rob to get there or go to jail for it or die for it illegally. Unfortunately, my songs may have been used, but I don't know. I don't like to bring up that allegation over and over again. But as I did the video, the haters video, it was because of the perpetual allegations in this building. And in this area, because I have individuals who simply want to target me and see me as a victim. They want to destroy me. These individuals don't want me to work at all. They are angry and directly their anger at me for some conspiracy. And it's been going on for a very long time. They won't stop. Okay? It's about somebody who just simply targets me. Violating my home, my privacy, is against the law. It is no excuse, no matter what the allegations are, and they make these allegations about my health or so on. It doesn't matter. It's against the law. There's no excuse. And to even question it is wrong. Using my songs to steal or to use my account to give to others, make money off something that they did right, is a thief. It's criminal. I consider it criminal. I can go to court. They made the statements, all I need to do is just go and sue. That is deliberately an evil, despicable person. These people, this type of person, is, you know, for a dream that I have, they trying to step on me to get to the next level, will show how evil they are. They didn't write anything. They didn't earn it. In order to earn to get in that industry, you have to write the song in the studio. Go record it. You just gonna go and take. They may have bought homes and cars with these allegations. I'm concerned that these allegations are probably true. My life has been broken. If any, you know, it's painful to hear this on a daily basis. And then not to mention being called the N-word all the time, being they don't want me to live here simply because making statements about my race or any kind of prejudice, which is against the law too. Racial discrimination or any type of discrimination cannot be tolerated. They can go to not only the jail, they can be liable to a court. Every single day, the gossip happens. And they have these dangerous hoodlums. One of them said they were married. But I'm not attracted to no somebody on the street coming over here looking at me as a victim. I mean, I'm not attracted to a prostitute or somebody making statements, using slurs against me, targeting me for no reason. One of them was angry because I didn't want to. Some of them were angry because I didn't want to be a caseworker or be in psychology. That's crazy. They're looking for a leader. They're dangerous. You don't say that to somebody. I'm not interested in psychology. Psychology, being clinical psychology, is just not the thing. For me, the experiences were, it's too insurmountable for me to work in psychology or be a part of it because I experienced the trauma of dealing with clients who were dangerous to me. They targeted me, and these people, I consider, I'm mentally ill. The other reason was because of the employment, the bad experience with employment. So I moved on, okay? Other people may have better experience than me, then go for it, not me. You're trying to destroy me because I don't want to work with San Fernando Mental Health Center? That's crazy. Or you trying to destroy me because I want to work with LA County? I didn't come out to LA to do that. I do aspire to be in education as well as music, and music was the fundamental goal. And in a celebrity situation, maybe because I have videos and stuff, I track these crazy, dangerous people. They don't want to see me get to another level simply because of their dangerous motives, for no reason at all, because they're jealous and they're haters. They always say I can't sing or I can't play. I write about these things when I listen to it. Or it's a hobby. It's over with. My dream is over. I'm not going to make it. I give up. All of that is evil. The solution to their, you know, to my situation could persist. If they want to write and play, be a musical, go over there and make out their own demos. And if they did that, then good for them. And they know how to go and do things legally, but I don't think they do. Their brains are just suited to hurt and harass people in this building and outside. They can't mind their business. It means they got mental problems. They've probably been in jail for, I know they have a criminal record. One of these individuals near me was making loud statements. They've been in jail for a long time, for 20 years. I don't hang out with somebody who was an ex-con who been in jail for 20 years, and they said they went to jail for manslaughter. I mean, God damn, those homeless people are crazy. Or in my building. I know they got some mental problem. I know a mental health issue. I know they have a background. They've been in prison, trouble with the law, and they probably have, again, some drug alcohol problem or something. They've been in prison, they had trouble with the law or something, you know. Plain and simple. I am very concerned that they made money off something that they didn't write, which is so evil because of a dream. Buying homes and making hundreds of thousands of these allegations. Do I believe that these allegations are true? The problem of the cause is I have to have facts and evidence, so I can't say. But there is a possibility that it is true. Because I do know that these individuals do all these things to press my buttons. Like one diabolical person who's so sick and dangerous say, oh, they think I'm very sensitive. They've been saying that for years. To press my buttons and get me angry to talk about it. Well, it's a good topic to talk about because I got to keep away from people who are sociopaths and narcissists and everybody else. In order to stay safe. I don't want to be victimized to the point where they try to do some harm to me physically for no reason. All this targeting and harassment was for no rational reason. And what they said is illegal if they did this. Another thing to take away my dreams, try to get me to move and destroy my life. Simply because I have a dream and a talent and they don't. Or it's some kind of sickness that they have and they can't work on their sickness and themselves and put it on me. I'm sitting there laying down. It's difficult to ignore when I hear it on a daily basis. Almost every freaking day. I pretty much am very quiet most of the time. Because I don't know what to say. But any other human being's emotions who listens to that on a daily basis, anybody would get angry if they listen to that kind of crap on a daily basis. I don't care who you are. The other reason I believe they were angry because I won't work with somebody else. As I had mentioned that person's name, I don't know why would they mention something. I haven't worked with that person in a very long time. They talk about something that happened 20 years ago, 10 years. Well, that is crazy. Again, they definitely have mental health issues. They have some kind of psychosis. I definitely think they're sociopaths. They are very dangerous to anybody. Maybe they, because I'm different from them. Because haters target people who are different from them. Haters don't like, got some mental problem or something wrong with them. They always target somebody who seemingly is accomplished or has some gift. I have a gift that they're trying to undermine. They want to take my dreams away. Because haters always take dreams away. They always take dreams away. They love to take someone else's dreams away. They love to hurt people. I've written a book about these statements. They love to do things that are negative to feel better about themselves. They love to hurt people to feel good. It's a wrong what they're doing. The allegations of voyeurism might be true. I don't know. The way they describe it, something is illegal or signal or camera or whatever. There's no proof. I don't know. It's wrong, period. It's wrong. Everything that those allegations is, all those allegations to say it is crazy and something wrong with them are sick. If it's true, they are criminals. I believe they are criminals. They say statements you know, bring us, you know, they were saying that somebody was coming over here was a prostitute. I don't hang out with no prostitute. I don't hang out with no crazy person. I don't hang out with people who are perverts. I don't hang out with bigots. And I don't hang out with anybody who's negative. And I don't hang out with people who steal. And that's the problem I have. I'm like, I'm doing, trying to be as good as possible, and I'm trying to need negativity. Some of them said, I'm an example, I'm a role model for black people. Listen, I ain't come on this planet to be no role model for anybody in a situation to attract them to negative people. There's lots of black people they can find. I don't need, they the same ones who target and harass me. As I said, I'm open-minded to all people, but I'm not open-minded to the dangerous, no matter what color you are, or no matter where, what lifestyle you are. It's your, the character. It's the character means how a person treat me, what a person does to other people. I'm not going to be attracted to no criminal. I'm attracted to a goody two-shoe. If the song has been used in any of the songs that I haven't released, I'm going to find out eventually. They're going to be charged with fraud and so on if these allegations are true. If they're peeping in my home, they're going to go to prison, and they're going to be kicked out of this building. This building should not allow any trespassing or any racketeering or anything. I believe that it may have happened against, and it's illegal. It's wrong. It is no excuse. The excuse that, oh, I worry about that the building on Haskell is damaged. That is not a good excuse to commit a crime or a misdemeanor or violate the state law or violate the bylaws or violate the state law controls everything. And that is a crime. The cops say it. And you're going to say you're going to violate my privacy because you're worried about my health or the building damage. You got to be a dangerous person. You know, you can't live in this building or can't live around other people if you're going to violate the law or harass people. You're going to make an excuse to trespass, even if it ain't true, because there's no proof. You're something wrong with anybody who say that. They dangerous. If you stole that song, this allegation, you're going to be charged with a first-degree fraud if there's my signature on there. Plus, you're going to be liable sooner or later. Not only liable, it's a crime. Being a thief is no excuse. You want to make it in the music industry, you write your own music. And don't look at me as a victim to step on to get there, because you won't get very far. I came from a background where I had tremendous, tremendous harassment when I was a child. Unfortunately, how bad my life has been. I have so much limitations and despair. I even came from a family that were filled with criminals that I can't trust. Some of them, I don't even have nothing to do with them. I came from so much baggage, so much. I was living on the streets, came to Hollywood with that dream, that suitcase, and those lyrics, and the ability to sing and to write that demo. I had to work hours to get to make demos because it was so expensive at the time. I spent all that time on stage, and I got to continue with my dream. Unfortunately, the troubleness and the despair that I talk about in these podcasts are unfortunate, and a sadness that I can't understand because I'm such a good person. I don't know why life given me these cards to deal with. But as a healthy individual, I can't simply ignore them. I have to talk about it by writing books and talk about it on podcasts, healthy ways, and go to the police department if I have evidence or to make or to bring these allegations because these could possibly be true, or go to court to sue. I don't want to talk about negativity like this. This is for, you know, I think this is for someone who's actually is a criminal, who's actually going out there doing bad things. They deal with this stuff. This is for somebody who's evil or somebody who's involved in something illegal. Unfortunately, it's not the case. Haters target the most ambitious or people who they think are different and unique. It's shown in evidence. You can look it up. They always target the most different because they're evil and they look for someone who looks different for them to target. The money, if they made any money, they going to be sued sooner or later on my music. They're evil. There is no excuse. That's thief. They're thief. If any of those allegations are true. I keep to myself in where I live because the way I act and the perception, some people don't think I'm, you know, all there or whatever. I don't care because I act very normal. I keep to myself. I respect all my neighbors. The only person that I think about is who I hang out with, who don't live here, or someone, my friend or something. I don't talk about anybody because of this. I feel this building is not a place for privacy or for someone to feel comfortable. And yes, I want to sell it. I'm telling my realtor this. She said, you have to wait, you know, you have to do this, do that, you know. I'm going to eventually sell it, so I'm going to be patient. But I'm okay. The other thing is trying to stop me from being in the industry simply because I have a gift. Well, telling lies to people in the industry that they don't want me to make it. Telling lies to people that prevent me from getting a video on or say I'm put me, you know, telling lies about my health and so on. My health is fine. That's just hating. That's evil. Sociopathy. It's narcissism. They selfish. Evil. They target innocent people. The evil, period. It's no excuse. I think most people will see the evilness in this person. Sometimes they don't. Sociopaths can hide behind a mask and think and they can act so normal. They can act normal. And that's the trick. They can be the most normal person on the planet. They can even be somebody who's very, you know, involved and successful. They can even be like someone who specializes in things, a doctor or so on. It could be any type of person. It's unfair that I dealt with this. I do believe that this is prejudice, and I do believe that it's just plain wrong. They didn't write a song, and they're going to look at me to what, hinder my potential, keep me from being employed, keep me from making it in Hollywood so they can get ahead. Again, I suffered so much. I put in so much in that music. I came from a place with criminals in my own family. I don't have nothing to do with. I came from a place upstate New York. Those people I want nothing to do with. Some of them came out here and talked to my sister, and I don't want nothing to do with them because they're nothing but criminals. That's 30, 40 years ago. I don't want nothing to do with it. And then, you know, and then I moved here, and I keep to myself. I keep to myself. I ain't say nothing about anybody. And this person using racial slurs this morning, saying that you stole my song. And then they made allegations. They don't want nothing to do. As I said before, I don't want nothing to do with them either because I don't hang out with anybody. I ain't saying nothing about them. They target me. And when I say when someone target me for no reason, using a racial slur and targeting me, say they don't want nothing to do with me, I ain't say one thing about them. I don't even know them. then I presume it probably is prejudice, because that happens with racism. Racists target people for no reason. They're in the category of sociopaths and psychopaths. They're dangerous, ain't they? I mean, for no reason. What did I do to them? Say nothing? Or because of what? That leads me to the other question about those allegations. If I did nothing to them, then something is wrong psychologically. Then that leads me to all those other allegations. Are they prejudiced? And the other allegation of voyeurism. Can they see me in here? Because there's no proof. What did I do? Because all that is illegal, regardless. Being very quiet. I'm a quiet person. I'm a very rational person. I'm very intelligent. I know I'm intelligent to know the difference about what's going on. Again, these are allegations. They have to be based on evidence. But they should be thoroughly investigated one way or another. Because when someone makes allegations about looking for, they should check around this building thoroughly for a long time, because it could be something. If it ain't, then so be it. There's nothing. So, something is wrong with this picture. Something wrong with them, not me, because I ain't saying nothing about them. What did I do? I had to continue to do my own thing. I don't care who you are, wherever you come from, you know, any of this. I am going to report to the LAPD if there's any song stolen or used. So that's a felony, if any of those allegations. It's an allegation. I didn't say it was true. They saying it true. They are haters. They're evil to say it. They're sick. They think I'm the one who's sick. Go ahead and believe something that is not based on fact or reality. Reality is these people are sick and making the allegations, and I'm just responding to how absurd it is for them to make it in the first place. They think I'm sick. I have a good reason to act the way I do. And I don't take no shit from anybody who going to say that to me, because I abide by honesty, the law, and fairness. And that's all I have to say on this topic, because it will perpetually continue, unfortunately, while I live here. Thank you from Dove Knight.